You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm UFI Extension's Todd Gleason. Let's check in now on the agricultural weather forecast. Eric Snodgrass from Agrible joins us. Eric, why don't you tell us a little bit about the month of June and really what it's meant to the price of corn as it's related to the weather across the Corn Belt?
Well, Todd, the past few weeks have been quite volatile for corn futures, and weather has certainly played its part. Let's start with the big picture view of June. It was a very warm month for the Corn Belt, and there was a lot of concern over the heat from June, which was largely actually a good thing for the crop. Will that carry over into July is the big question. Well, we know that cool July temperatures produce the highest yields, so one of the big questions is whether a hot June means a hot July. Well, for Illinois, the correlation is very weak, but it is positive. But this means that we can't really use this as a metric to forecast temperatures for the rest of the month. So it doesn't really matter, though, because in the short term, we have some cooler air that's in place that we've been forecasting now for the last 10 to 12 days. Corn in the southern parts of the belt are already going to tassel, and this cooler weather is actually ideal for the crop. I took a quick crop tour through northern Illinois and Wisconsin, and there is very little stress on the crop in these two areas. The only spots that I saw problems are the spots that have problems even in the best of years. Looking bigger picture, though, the only regions that are not looking great are western Illinois, northern Missouri, parts of southern Iowa, southern Illinois, and Michigan. These areas have been very dry while the crop has had to endure all that heat from June. Well, some of these regions will be in for some serious rain over the next 5 days. Earlier this week on Tuesday, I released a special video highlighting the heavy rains that are forecast for this weekend and early next week. These rains are much different from the thunderstorms that we had 2 weeks ago, in that the rain will be widespread and not scattered. Essentially, a small trough in the jet stream is promoting the development of a low-pressure system that will track across the southern Corn Belt and bring copious amounts of rain to Kansas, Missouri, the southern half of Illinois, southern Indiana, and southern Ohio. Now, the good is easy to see in this, but I want to throw out a couple of things here. The northern edge of this rain is very difficult to predict. If it misses northern Missouri, southern Iowa, and parts of western Illinois, like near Quincy, Illinois, well, these regions will go into July very dry, and we are expecting a return to above 90 temperatures around July 6th, 7th, and 8th. Additionally, parts of Indiana are having trouble with too much water, and this rain is forecast to hit those regions too. So to me, this all points toward more market variability in the short term. So one last thing to add, the ECMWF, which is the European model, has been consistently forecasting another cool down after we warm up at the end of the first week of July. And as I mentioned at the beginning, cooler weather in July is ideal for corn. We could have yet another great crop this year, even with some of the regional stresses that we're discussing. It all depends on how the precipitation plays out over the next 3 to 4 weeks, and if those high temperatures are brief in duration during that same time period.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Eric Snodgrass, of course, is with Agrible, joins us on this July 1st edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget that the markets are closed on Monday for the 4th of July holiday. They won't open again until 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Have a great weekend. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.